Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date. Well, this one's actually going to be a little bit special. This was a three-part series that they did back in the 1939. It's called The Black Caballero. So the original air dates actually for these three episodes was February 13th, 15th, and 17th. So they did it 3 days, like kind of like what we do with Lone Ranger right now. Like I said, it is The Black Caballero, and I'm doing all three parts as one giant thing. One of my big issues with a lot of these old, and even with TV shows today, is when they do multiple parts and you have to wait. Why, really? I mean, I understand that they're trying to get people to listen. I've got another, 15, 20 years to put out, even 30, say I'm doing one every week. So I'm about 7.5 shows right now, or 7.5 years worth of The Lone Rangers. So I'm not too worried about staggering it out. So I am saving us on that. I hope you guys enjoy the cut points. You may not even be able to recognize them, which is exactly what I'm looking for. So if you don't recognize them and you're going, wow, this kind of just fluidly goes right into each other, that was my whole goal. Took the intro out of the last two episodes, so that way they melded right in. So I do hope you enjoy. If you do like this episode, let me know. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
A cloud of dust and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Days of the Western United States, there appeared the most spectacular outlaw the border country had ever known. Wearing a black mask and cape and riding the midnight stallion known as El Diablo, he called himself the Black Caballero. It was inevitable that he and the Lone Ranger should meet, and that meeting led to one of the most exciting episodes in the history of the frontier. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young and adventure lay at the end of every trail. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're on the trail of the Black Caballero! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
When the Black Caballero struck, it was with the blinding speed of lightning. He mocked both the law and those settlers who lived within the law. Within a month of his first appearance, his name had become a dreaded byword. And it seemed that after a holdup or a bank robbery, He disappeared as if by magic.
Your gold, my friend.
What? The Black Caballero.
Thank you. My best regards.
My gold.
Andiamo.
Been, the boys have been worried.
Enough! Kurt! What is it, boss?
Take El Diablo, attend to him. He's probably rubbed down.
You bet, right away.
Now, look here, boss. You can't always be riding alone like this. They'll all catch you for sure one of these days. What do you got us for if we ain't to take a hand once in a while?
The fools, huh?
Now, boss, maybe us fellows ain't as handy as you are, but...
I'm sorry, Hawk. I didn't mean the men in camp here.
Oh, then who did you mean?
The law, Hawk, the law. And the fools who stay inside the law. Children, all of them. Hawk, do you know when I decided to become the Black Caballero, I really expected some sport out of it, huh?
I ain't just sure I said it.
No, I don't suppose you would.
Heads up, men!
Yeah. Hey, that's a leather poke you got there. What's in it, huh?
Gold, Hawk. Gold.
Check! Yeah. It among yourself.
Where'd you get it, boss?
It was given to me, my friend. I showed my guns to a gentleman loaded down with more cash than was good for him. And he generously shared what he carried.
Shared?
Well, perhaps he didn't keep anything for himself.
But ain't you keeping some? You ain't just handing all of it over to the boys, are you?
That's what you don't understand, Hawk. It isn't gold I want. It's excitement.
Doggone if I ever met up with a fella like you before.
Excitement. The thrill of being pursued by men willing to kill you if they can. The risk, the danger, the escape. The price on your head.
You can have them.
That's just it. There's a price on my head, see. But the excitement, the danger. For all of that, I get I might as well be a fat banker sitting safely in his office.
You mean to say you didn't get no thrill the time that stagecoach on the Whitfield Run blazed away at you with his rifle?
He missed, didn't he?
Yeah, but how about the other week when that U.S. Marshal and them ranchers come near the corner and you're down in the canyon? If that had been me, I'd have been shaken yet.
And I got away by using a simple trick. I tell you, Hawk, if your opponents are fools, there's no fun in the game.
Honest to gosh, boys. I'm here to say you even got that other masked fella beat. I've heard some mighty tall tales about the Lone Ranger, but
Hawk,
you got...
Say that again.
Well, I just said even the Lone Ranger can't...
The Lone Ranger?
Hey, what's got into you?
Hawk, I think you've given me an idea.
Huh?
Why in the name of heaven didn't I think of it before? I've been matching myself against children, Hawk. But I believe I see a way to put excitement into the game yet.
Have you gone clean off your head?
The Lone Ranger, my friend. The Lone Ranger.
It was not long before the Lone Ranger heard the many stories concerning the Black Caballero, the mysterious outlaw's activities centered in the district surrounding White Springs, and it was here that the masked man rode to get information one evening. The Lone Ranger, cleverly disguised, was talking with a group of men in White Springs Cafe, and...
Where was the Black Caballero seen last?
Last? Well, you'd better ask my deputy that. I got him working special on the job of finding that hombre. That's all he's got to do, just locate that fancy-dressing outlaw. Please, come here.
Yes, Sheriff.
The stranger here was wondering why the Black Caballero was seen last time.
Over near Whitfield, last word I got. Why, hold you up too, stranger?
No, not yet.
Well, if you're in the habit of carrying much cash on you, mister, he will one these days, you can be sure of that. How he finds out things, I don't know. Seems as if he can smell out cash the way a wolf can get wind of a calf.
Talking about that Black Caballero, fellas?
Oh, howdy, Matt.
Howdy, Sheriff. Howdy, Blaine.
Evening. Stranger, Matt here is one of the fellows who was robbed by that crook.
Recently?
About 2 weeks ago. Rode up as bold as you please, and I was almost to town. Stuck them guns of his in my face and just helped himself. Not only helped himself, Dad Rannan, but laughed about it while he was doing it. That's just like I said before. Like I'll say again, there ain't but one fellow in the West can catch that crook, and that's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Sure, he...
Oh, you're crazy. You're always bragging up that fella you call the Lone Ranger, Matt. But I'm here to say he wouldn't have no more chance of getting the Black Caballero than, well, than you would.
Blasted, he would, too.
Oh. You ever seen that El Diablo horse?
Of course I have.
You see him run?
Seen him the time I was robbed, didn't I?
All right, then. How's the Lone Ranger ever going to catch a fella with a horse like that?
What about the horse the Lone Ranger rides? What's his name?
Silver?
Yeah, that's it, Silver. I've heard he's something extra special in the way of horse flesh yourself.
You just bet he is.
I'd like to see him race.
Yes?
And if they did, I'd lay a year's wages on El Diablo. There ain't a horse in the country could match him. You take my word for it. Just couldn't be.
Ah, you're just bullheaded.
Yeah, and you're just a stubborn, feeble-minded galoot that wouldn't be willing to admit you was wrong even if it was proved to you in right.
Why, you...
Hey, quit the fighting. What's your opinion about it, stranger?
I couldn't say. I've got an idea, though.
Yeah, what's that?
I've got an idea that one of these days the race Blaze asked for might be arranged.
Ah, not a chance. You mark my words. The Lone Ranger will steer clear of the Black Caballero like it was poison.
Hey,
and what's more,
what's
is that?
Some kind of a fuss. Come on.
They're sure enough yelling.
Black Caballero.
Why, bless that hombre, sir.
Blazy's your job. Pick up Steve and Rusty and get after that fella.
Right.
He was over to your office, Sheriff.
He didn't go inside, though.
Just nailed something to the door and then cleared out.
Sheriff, what do you figure he was doing here?
Nailed something to the door of my office, you see?
That's right, Sheriff. I seen him with my own eyes.
Come on, I'll find out about this.
Is that your office, Sheriff?
Yeah, just across the street there.
You couldn't have come here to hold anybody up.
There's no telling what that hombre's up to. Yep, there's a paper on the door, all right.
A message of some sort, probably.
Yeah.
Let me read it.
Stand back, will you, folks? Back. Give me room to see what this is about.
Writes as fancy as he dresses, don't he, huh?
Is it important, Sheriff?
Wait a second. Well, I'll be switched.
What is
the ornery, conceited, no good coyote? I'll fix him for this. If I ever catch up to that feller, I'll ram this right and down his throat.
That's read it to it, Sheriff.
What'd you say?
Can't you tell us what's written there, Sheriff?
Go on, let us in on it.
I'll tell you what he said. Just listen to this. He says that 1 week from today, he's robbing Jason Lovejoy's bank over to River City. And he says he's not only inviting the law, but he's daring the Lone Ranger to try to stop him.
Did you ever hear of such a nerve?
He must be local.
Most likely he's just bluffing.
Shucks, he'd never get away with a stunt like that after giving warning.
What do you make of it, stranger?
Just one thing, Sheriff. If the Black Caballero wants the Lone Ranger to be at River City, I think he will be.
Returning to the place where he had hidden his horse, the Lone Ranger mounted and raced back to the camp where his faithful Indian companion Tonto was waiting. There he drew Silver to a halt.
Oh, Silver! Oh, fellow! Oh, boy! Tonto, I've seen the Black Caballero.
What can look like?
Just the way he's been described to us, Kemosabe. And that horse of his is magnificent.
Oh, him not better than Silver.
Someday we'll prove he's not, Tonto. I couldn't give chase this time, however, because I left Silver too far outside town. If I'd gone after him, the Black Caballero would have been gone. And he left a message for me, Tonto.
What's that?
He wrote that a week from today, he planned to rob the bank at River City. That's the town near the west border of this county.
Mm-hmm.
His message stated that he dared either the law or the Lone Ranger to prevent the holdup.
Why him do that?
It could be a trick, Kemosabe. He might plan to get us safely in River City, then strike somewhere else.
That's right.
Yet I doubt it. I think the Black Caballero meant just what he said.
Then him loco.
I wonder if he is.
What you think?
We've heard all kinds of stories about the man, Tonto. He made one daring raid after another. He's tricked the law in a dozen ways. Each time he gets bolder. And each time he seems to escape as easily as before.
Oh.
He isn't an ordinary outlaw. They say more than once he risked his life in a robbery, then threw away the loot without needing to.
Me hear that.
He seems to get pleasure from the risk he runs, not from what he steals. They say he always laughs just when things look worse for him. He's an outlaw and should pay for his crimes. But in some ways, he forces you to admire him. Whatever else he may lack, he doesn't want for courage.
Him, he brave.
That's why I say the message he left in town meant just what it told us. Now, to help me off with this disguise, then get my mask from your saddle pouch.
And then what you do?
I'm going to show the Black Caballero that the Lone Ranger accepts his challenge.
Later that same evening, the sheriff and his chief deputy, Blaze McGee, were also discussing the Black Caballero's reckless challenge. Blaze had led the pursuit of the outlaw when he sped from town, but had been forced to return and confess another failure. The two men are in the sheriff's office, and...
Don't you see it, Sheriff? That doggone outlaw's got us over a barrel.
Confound it. I savvy that as well as you do.
If we don't budge and he robs the bank, it'll be said that we ain't doing our duty, even when it's pointed out to us.
There's always enough loose talk of that kind going around.
Then, like you said, if we do go over to River City, the Black Caballero is likely to come riding into White Springs here. And folks will say it was because you went traipsing across country when we ought to have been here attending to business.
We can't be in more than one place at a time.
But maybe I know a way to handle this, Sheriff.
Blaze, if you do, I'll see that the county raises your wages.
How about let me swear in a dozen or so extra deputies? I'll get the toughest hombres around here that I can find.
Yeah, what then?
And you and me'll go to River City with them and guard the bank. Steve and Rusty can deputize some fellas to help them out here.
By golly, Blaze, I think that'll turn the trick.
That Black Caballero won't get far with the fellas I choose.
Then you could... What's that? Somebody coming here?
I don't know, but...
What in Blaze?
Who's there? Who hammered on the door?
That wasn't just somebody wanting in.
Come on, Silver!
Matt! And he called his horse Silver.
Hello, Silver! Come on!
Sheriff! Hey, look here. Look what's been put on the door. Right in the spot where the Black Caballero left that paper.
Well, tan my hide. Read that, Blaze. The Lone Ranger has took the Black Caballero's dare. He's going to be at River City.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue our story, the mysterious outlaw, the Black Caballero, had challenged the Lone Ranger to be present when the outlaw attempted to rob the bank at River City, and the masked rider of justice had accepted the challenge. When news of the coming contest between the two men became generally known, the interest of the people in the district was heightened to fever pitch. Wherever men gathered, and women too, the subject was excitedly discussed.
The Lone Ranger and the Black Caballero. Which of them is going to win out?
I'm saying it'll be the Lone Ranger.
Oh, no, it's going to be the Black Caballero.
Oh, well, I wouldn't know which one to bet on. Well, we'll know in just a few days now, anyhow.
While in the camp of the mysterious outlaw, even the men who had banded together to follow his leadership did not know what the Black Caballero had in mind.
You're just inviting trouble.
You can't get away with it. You just can't.
Have no fear, my friend. I've laid my plans, and when I'm ready, you shall know them. I shall be the first to ever challenge the Lone Ranger, and won.
And during the days intervening between the time of the challenge and the date set for the raid upon the bank, the Lone Ranger was not idle. He and Tonto had studied River City, its bank, its approaches, and the country surrounding the town. Before dawn on the day appointed, they knew the district more thoroughly than did its inhabitants who had lived there all their lives. The sun had just pushed its tip above the horizon when the masked man and the faithful Indian reined into the spot close to River City, which they had chosen beforehand.
Oh, Silver. Oh, fellow. Oh, Scott. Oh.
It'll soon be daylight, Kemosabe.
There. There, sun.
And as soon as the sun is up, we'll be able to see everything that goes on below us. That's why I chose the top of this hill. Look, you can see River City's main street already. A little more light, and we'll be able to make out the bank.
That's right.
Over there's the trail leading from River City to White Springs. There's the trail to Whitfield. Now, the person can enter town or leave it without our seeing him. Even if the Black Caballero made a break from those woods beyond the town, we'd know it. Now, watch carefully, Kimasabe. Nothing must happen below us that we don't see. They saw Sheriff Ramsey and the deputy Blaze McGee enter River City by the way of White Springs Trail, a party of a dozen men with them. The day lengthened, still they watched, but they had no way of seeing the group of hard-faced riders who were at that moment approaching not River City, as had been announced, but White Springs, the county seat town, which had been left to the care of the sheriff's other deputies, Steve and Rusty. The leader of the group, as it wound its way down the trail, wore a black mask and a black cape, was mounted upon a spirited black horse. But when he spoke, his voice was not that of the Black Caballero.
How do I look in this get-up, fellas? You think I'll fool him?
You don't look no more like the boss than I do.
Maybe not, but he seemed to be satisfied.
Shucks, Kirk. All the folks in town will have to do is get a look at that mask and El Diablo, and they ain't going to stop to ask no questions. They'll be too doggone scared. You'll do all right, Hawk. Just keep your mouth shut when we get there, like the boss said, and you'll get by.
You got that right in the boss give you?
Uh-huh. Here in my pocket.
Wait till the sheriff sees that. If that don't turn the trick, nothing will.
I'm to see that somebody in town gets this note the boss read out and head for River City and the sheriff, ain't it?
Right. Dirk, you'll take three of the boys and head straight for the express office. Don't stop for nothing.
I got it.
Me and the rest of the bunch will hoop it up down Main Street. The townsfolks will get so rattled they won't savvy what in blazes is going on.
What about shooting if anybody gets real rambunctious?
You know what the boss said, Newt.
That sounds crazy to me.
He does to all the rest of us, too. But he's a boss just the same. If he don't want no killing, then there ain't gonna be none, savvy?
I reckon.
You gotta shoot at anybody, be blamed sure you only wing him. And don't forget.
Tark, we're almost in town. When are we going into action?
Right now. Blaze away in the air. Make all the noise you can. When Dirk gives a signal that he's finished at the express office, make tracks for camp. Got it?
Yeah.
Then unlimber your shooting irons and let's go.
On the other side.
To the Lone Ranger and Tonto, on top of the hill they had chosen, the day passed slowly. The masked man began to question his tactics, but suddenly he lifted his head and strained to look down the White Springs trail.
Tonto, look there.
Rider come.
From the direction of White Springs, and putting a quirt to his mount.
Him ride plenty fast.
Tonto, no man would drive a horse like that unless he had good reason.
Here's a lookout.
We'll cut over to the left and down the hill to the trail.
Steady, boy. Come on, Silver.
Get up, Scout.
This way, Kimosabe.
Tonto come.
Hurry, Silver, hurry.
Get him up, Scout. Get him up.
Hold on there.
Him not hear you.
He will. Come on, old fellow. Rein up there. Pull up your horse. I'll fire a shot. He'll hear that. Hold on. Stay where you are.
Our own ranger. Pull.
What's the trouble? Pull, Silver.
Our own ranger. Well, he tricked you. You hear me? The Black Caballero tricked you. He fooled you proper.
What's that?
And me thinking all the time that you was a match for him. Well, you ain't. While you're wasting your time here, that crook shot up White Springs. And he brought his whole gang along with him this time.
No,
not bad.
Broke in the express office and rode off with all the cash that was to be had.
Are you sure of that?
Didn't I see him, that black horse of his? Didn't one of them dirty crooks give me this writing from the Black Caballero to take to the sheriff?
A message to the sheriff?
Yes, and I read it. He's laughing at you and the sheriff both. He says just what he thinks of you for falling for an easy trick like the one he just played. Now I ain't got no more time. I gotta get to the sheriff to deliver this writing and see that he heads back to White Springs where he belongs.
Go ahead.
You bet I will. And from now on, when anybody starts talking about the Lone Ranger, I'm laughing right along with the Black Caballero. Get up! Get up there!
What we do now? Ryan, White Springs?
No, Tonto. We're riding, but not to White Springs. We're riding to River City. Come on, Tonto.
Get him up, Scott.
Hello, Silver!
When Matt delivered the message he carried to Sheriff Ramsey, the lawman shouted an exasperated order.
Men, get your horses! In leather! That blasted outlaw's trick is for fair! There ain't nothing left to do but head for home and try and pick up his trail. Come on.
No, Sheriff. No, wait. Listen here.
Well, what do you got to say, Blaze?
Sheriff, maybe this is a trick, too. What's to stop the Black Caballero from raiding White Springs, seeing to which you find out about it, then riding here and robbing the bank after you've gone?
But Dad, Reddit, what am I going to do? We got to do something. He should be heading back for his hideout. Somebody's got to try and pick up his trail.
All right. You go back to White Springs and take half the men. I'll stay here with the other half and keep guard like before. How's that?
A good idea.
Pete, Sims, Al. You and the other fellas I deputized myself stay here. The rest of you go with the sheriff.
All right, those of you coming with me, get mounted.
I look after things here, Sheriff. Don't you worry. If you find out that crook ain't headed this way, send me word.
Yeah. Come on, man. Get up.
You aren't going to leave my bank unguarded, are you?
Sure not, Mr. Lovejoy. Here, come on, boys. We're going inside the bank. Go on in, Mr. Lovejoy.
Yes. You won't disturb the customers, will you? Oh,
sure not. Hey, step inside, fellas. Don't be bashful. There now. I reckon we got everything in hand, all right.
You think it is just a trick of the Black Caballero to get the sheriff out of White Springs? You don't really expect him here.
Sure I expect him.
Why, but you...
Fact is, here he comes now.
Who's that one? Black Caballero.
Everything is well, my friend.
Couldn't be better, boss.
Boss? You're a deputy. Arrest this man. Don't stand there. Arrest him, I say.
Arrest him? Why should I? You customers needn't get excited. Just don't start nothing. You won't get hurt. Like I was saying, Mr. Lovejoy, why should I arrest the Black Caballero? I'm working for him, ain't I?
You're...
And you've done splendidly, Blaze. Have your men collect the cash.
Sure. Get to it, Al.
But I don't understand. You're a deputy. The sheriff left you and these men here to protect my bank. And now you're...
It was all just a part of the Black Caballero scheme, Mr. Lovejoy.
But you can't...
And it was a blame slick one. When I told the sheriff I was going to jeopardize some fellas to keep guard here, I just seen to it that half of them was fellas that'd do like the boss said.
You rotten crook.
Then it was fixed for the boss's regular gang to start trouble at White Springs so the sheriff would go hightailing back there, leaving me and the boys I picked out to stay here. Who'd ever figure the very fellas hired to guard the bank would be the ones planning to hold it up? Nobody. Not even the Lone Ranger.
You mentioned me?
Alone? You! What did Blaze say?
We're right with you, mister.
How did you know I was here?
I didn't. Until we got here and started investigating.
By heavens, boss!
Take that gun. The rest of you. Make a move for your weapons and you'll regret it.
Sheriff, listen.
Run out, you dirty double-crosser. Taking the county's pay for upholding the law, then selling out to a crook.
He didn't sell out cheaply, Sheriff. You can say that much for him. I paid him a good price.
Yeah, and you. The Black Caballero, huh? The mass puller hadn't stopped me on the edge of town and made us come back with him. You'd have got away with this.
One can't win all the time.
Take off that mask. Let's see who you are.
There. You know me?
Never seen you before.
And you, Lone Ranger. Hey, you beat me after all. I'm wondering just why my plan failed. It seemed foolproof.
You made one mistake.
And that, my friend?
You forgot that every man acts in character. Every crime you'd committed revealed that you not only didn't fear danger, but actually welcomed it. Yet you expected me to believe that your promise to hold up this bank was just a trick to allow you to raid White Springs in safety.
And yet, you couldn't be sure.
No, but I made sure when I came into town. Tonto and I were hidden nearby from the time the sheriff rode away.
Thank you. I'm glad you pointed out my mistake. I shall remember not to make it again when we meet in the future.
You think we shall?
I'm sure of it. The jail has never been built that can hold me. Lone Ranger, one of these days we're going to face each other again.
We shall see. Come, Tonto.
You talk big, Mr. Black Caballero. But if you got the notion my jail can't hold you, you're loco.
You heard what the Lone Ranger said, didn't you, Sheriff?
Huh?
He was quite correct. We shall see.
Black Caballero escaped from the jail in White Springs less than 2 weeks after his arrest. He did not leave the district, however, and before long had resumed his career of crime. Our story continues several weeks later. Sheriff Ramsey has just dismounted before the ranch house of Alva Carlson and is knocking at the door.
Oh, Sheriff Ramsey.
Grace, where's your paw?
You want to see me, Sheriff? Come on in.
I'll do that same.
You're looking powerful mad about something, Sheriff. Sit down, cool off a mite.
Alva, what I got to say, I'll say standing up.
Suit yourself.
You filed a run for sheriff in the election next month.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And you've been campaigning.
Well, it's customary, ain't it, when you aim to get elected something?
Maybe so, but you've been hinting some things around that I don't like.
Yeah? I don't recall hinting nothing, Sheriff.
You've been hinting that the Black Caballero couldn't have got loose from jail unless I helped him get loose. You've been hinting I was bribed to see that he got free.
Sheriff, I give you my word, I never hinted nothing of the kind.
I got fullers to prove it by. You mean to tell me you never said any of them things?
Sure I said them.
Then why'd you say just now you didn't?
Well, you must have heard me wrong, Sheriff. All I told you was I didn't go around hinting nothing. And I didn't. Everything I had to say, I said right out without beating around the bush.
Why, you mealy mouth.
That'll be enough of that.
Pa, don't fight.
Stay out of this, honey. Sheriff, what you just called me is fighting talk.
Which is what I meant it for. Strap on your hardware and we'll settle this right now.
We're not going to have a gunfight.
Scared, huh?
No, but I happen to savvy that a shooting match is just what you're aiming for. You know blamed well you're handier with a gun than I am. And nothing would suit you better than to have an excuse to drill me so you could shut my mouth.
I'll do it.
Not letting you shoot me in the back, you won't. Sheriff, this election is too important to the county for me to take any chance of letting a bullet put me out of the running. I'm going to stay alive. And when time for voting comes, I'm going to beat you. And then maybe we'll have some honest law enforcement around these parts.
Where's your proof that I let the Black Caballero out?
I ain't got proof exactly.
Just as I thought.
But there's some things about that outlaw's escape that all struck me sort of funny. First off, the night he got away, Steve was supposed to be on guard at the jail. And you trumped up an excuse to send Steve home and stay there yourself.
You're just guessing.
Maybe. In the second place, the window of the Black Caballero's cell was right opposite the window of the room in the Pilgrim Hotel where old Leif Sedgwick was staying that night. He told me he couldn't sleep the whole night through. He just sat up most of the time. And if anybody had sneaked up to that crook's window to pass a gun to him, like you claimed must have been done, then Leif would have heard it. Only he didn't.
Then where'd the Black Caballero get the gun he pulled on me?
Well, if he did have a gun, and if I'm just guessing like you say, why, I'd guess that you must have handed it to him.
That's a blasted lie.
I only said I was guessing.
All right. What other guesses you making?
Well, I guess I'd admire to know where from you got all the cash you've been spending lately. Been throwing it around kind of free, ain't you, for a fellow with a reputation of being kind of saving?
You haven't got one speck of proof of any sort. And if you keep on telling folks that you have, you're going to get into trouble.
Sheriff, now you're getting things all wrong. I never tell them I got proof. I just tell them the same as I told you and give them the benefit of my conclusions. It ain't my fault if they agree with me, is it?
Well, listen to me, Alva.
Yeah?
I didn't come out here to argue with you. I come to give you a warning.
Then give it and get.
Now get this. Because I'm only telling you once. Drop out from the election. Tell folks that you had me figured wrong. That you're sure I never helped that outlaw get loose. Or take the consequences.
Which same being...
I've said all I've got to say. If you want to find out what I mean, just keep on the way you've been doing. And wake up one of these days to wish you hadn't.
Well, good afternoon, Sheriff.
Hold on. I got one more thing to say.
I can't stop you, I reckon.
I've been noticing things lately. One of my deputies has been courting your girl here, and if I'm right, he's been talking to you about me.
Sheriff, now you're just guessing.
And guessing mighty close. So the next time he comes here and starts running free at the mouth, you tell him to keep it shut or find yourself another job.
You'd fire Steve?
Just so. And without a good-paying deputy's job, maybe he wouldn't be in such a rush to get hitched.
There's the door, Sheriff.
You keep in mind what I said. And if you make the mistake of thinking I'm bluffing, it'll be the biggest mistake you ever made.
Pa, what are you going to do?
Huh? What do you mean, honey?
Well, you aren't going to run for office after what the sheriff just said, are you?
Why not?
But he'll do something terrible, Pa. I know he will. I know it.
You think I'm as scared of him, daughter?
Oh, it's not just him, Pa.
No?
The Black Caballero. If he's really working with the sheriff like you say, I
mean... Honey, quit your fretting. Your pa's going to be the next sheriff of this county, And all the threats Ramsey can make between now and election ain't going to change things any.
Silver! Listen.
Daughter, he said silver.
Silver?
Honey, that was the Lone Ranger. He's heard about the Black Caballero breaking loose, and he's come after him again. Now I know I'm going to keep up this fight. With the Lone Ranger on my side, I just can't be beat.
Leaving Alva Carlson's home, the masked man raced his great horse Silver back to the well-hidden camp he shared with his faithful Indian companion Tonto. Tonto was absent, however, when he arrived, and it was almost an hour before the Lone Ranger caught the swift tattoo of scouts approaching hoofbeats.
Tai, Kimosabe!
Aye! Oh, fella.
I've got news for you, fella.
And me got news, too.
Yes?
Outlaw, fella. Hold up stage. Go Whitfield.
The Black Caballero?
Fella,
we've got to find a way to recapture that fellow. There's hardly a day passes that he or his men don't strike somewhere.
Them may keep trouble.
The news I got, Kemosabe, confirms our suspicions. I told you I was going to keep an eye on the sheriff. Well, I followed him to the home of Alva Carlson. And Carlson named several other reasons. Reasons I hadn't known about for suspecting Sheriff Ramsey.
And what them?
I'll tell you about them later. But when you add them to the fact that the Black Caballero has acted as though he's had advance information from someone in authority, it's almost certain. Almost certain, however, isn't certain enough. We have to make plans. Until we're sure that can't be done.
And what we do?
I don't know yet. Tonto, what was taken from the Whitfield stage?
Stage carry gold.
And gold shipments are usually kept secret from everyone but the sheriff. Tonto, are you sure it was gold? Who told you about this?
Tonto ride trail meet stage. Driver tell Tonto.
The driver of the stage that was robbed?
That right. Him ask me tell sheriff.
And that must mean you're the first one back here with the news. The first one back. Tonto, how fast did you ride here?
Tonto ride, he passed all way.
And with scout speed, even if someone had met the stage just after you did, he'd still have got here at least an hour or two earlier.
About hour.
I think I've got it.
And what that?
You recall I said we must be sure the sheriff was working with the Black Caballero before we could act? With luck, I'll be certain before the night's out.
Here, Silver.
Where you go? To White Springs, Tonto. To the sheriff's office. It'll be dark by the time I reach there.
You want Tonto ride?
I'll not need you. Steady, old boy. Stay here. If I'm not back by midnight, you'll know something's happened. Then ride.
Tonto, do that.
Now I've got to see the sheriff before news of the holdup can reach town.
You take care.
Right. I'll see you later. Come on, Silver. Come on, old fellow.
It was several hours later. Sheriff Ramsey had summoned his deputy, Steve Hanley, to his office and was questioning the young man. Steve, angered by the sheriff's questions, finally lost his patience and...
Blast it, Sheriff! What's it to you if I keep company with Alva's daughter? You think just because I'm working for you and her pa's running again you, I should stay away?
Well, it'll look a heap better.
What do I care how it looks? Me and Grace were friends long before I got this deputy's job. And if I got anything to do with it, we'll still be friends a long time after the job is done with.
Maybe it won't be such a spell till you're rustling up another job.
Meaning,
I don't like the way you've been telling things to Alva about me. What kind of a deputy are you to go talking again to the fellow that hired you?
I never have.
You must have.
What makes you so doggone sure?
Because some of the things Alva said sound just like they come from you.
Oh, rot. I've seen things, Ramsey. Things that I've wondered about. But I don't take pay from a man, then go shooting off my mouth about him. That ain't my style.
I got reason to think otherwise.
What you got is a doggone uneasy unconscience. And instead of blaming yourself for it, you spend your time blaming everyone else.
Look here, Steve.
Good evening, Sheriff.
Hey, what?
Don't force me to draw, Steve.
You?
I warned you.
Golly, masked man, who are you? What do you want here?
I can tell you who I am, Steve. He and I have met before. Tell him, Ramsey.
I don't know anything about
you. I recall, the last time I saw you, you were friendly.
I ain't never friendly with crooks.
Yes, and the last time you didn't think me an outlaw.
You're local. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm still asking who you are.
It doesn't matter. I've got other business here. Business with the sheriff.
With me?
Concerning the Black Caballero.
Oh, him.
And the stories that have been circulated saying his money found its way to your pockets to buy his way out of your jail.
I can't answer for every tall yarn that's told about me.
I wonder if you can answer for the truth.
What?
Sheriff, when first I heard these stories about you, I doubted them. I knew you'd made every effort to capture the Black Caballero the time he attempted to hold up the bank at River City. Too many facts, however, came up for me to continue to doubt.
Say, stranger, do you know anything against the sheriff for sure?
He can't. He's just talking through his hat.
I know that the Black Caballero raided Lem Bisbee's place and took his cattle money not an hour after he'd received it.
What's that got to do with me?
You were with Bisbee and the cattle buyer when the sale was made.
No one could have formed the Black Caballero easier than you.
And
arrangements were made through you to send money from here to be deposited in the River City Bank. The money never reached there.
Still talking wild.
Yeah, I'm wondering.
Who are you?
And I suppose you'll deny you told that outlaw about the diamond merchant who came here from Frisco.
I never even knowed he was headed
and
here.
And just this afternoon...
Blasted! And now I suppose I'm to blame for the Whitfield stage being held up.
The Whitfield stage?
Sheriff, who told you it had been held up?
Huh?
No one. But you knew beforehand. You knew the Black Caballero would strike. I didn't tell you the gold shipment had been taken, and no one else's town has heard of it yet. But you expected to hear of it, and that's why you fell into my trap.
Stranger, you tripped him up dead to rights.
It ain't so. I knew the stage was carrying gold, so when you mentioned something about this afternoon, I just guessed at the rest.
Pretty doggone thin.
Sheriff, you told me exactly what I want to know. That information is going to put you and your outlaw friend behind bars and see the election of an honest sheriff.
You can't bluff me.
The Black Caballero boasted that we'd meet again. We'll meet, however, in a way he won't like.
Or maybe, mister, in a way you won't like.
That remains to be seen.
Sheriff.
Huh?
You were threatening to...
I owe Silver!
Silver? Hey! By heavens, now I know who that masked fella was.
He's a crook. Get the saddle and go after it.
If you want him, Chase Ramsey, you can do it yourself.
I'm still sheriff here. You're just a deputy, and you're still taking orders from me.
What you mean, sheriff, is that I was a deputy. But beginning from right now, I ain't no more. You're a crook yourself. And not being able to prove it ain't going to stop me from quitting.
Quit and clear out. Good riddance. It saves me the trouble of firing you.
Which same I'd figure to be an honor.
Oh, you.
And if you was honest and I wasn't quitting, I still wouldn't go gunning for the Lone Ranger.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. After Steve Hanley had resigned his post as deputy and left the sheriff's office, the sheriff waited until he was sure his actions were not observed, then hastily mounted and rode across country. At the end of several hours, he entered a maze of canyons, but chose his way unerringly until a voice hailed him.
Pull up there. Who's riding this way?
My good friend, the sheriff. Welcome. Why do you honor my camp tonight? Have you come for your share of the gold from the stage already? Didn't you trust me to send it to you?
To blazes with the gold.
What? You say that? Forgive me if I seem surprised, Sheriff. But knowing you...
Put it, will you? This is serious.
Yes.
The Lone Ranger's back in this country.
Yeah, the Lone Ranger? Good.
He got you before.
Which makes him one up on the Black Caballero, Sheriff. But if he has returned, I have hopes of evening the score.
Well, something else, too.
Well, get on with it.
He was in to see me, and... Well, he found out about me tipping you off to that gold shipment today.
You fool! If I'm ever caught, it won't be because of the cleverness of those who hunt me. It'll be on account of the stupidity of those I employ. Has he got proof against you? Can he have you turned out of office?
Oh, it ain't that bad. It was just something I said. He couldn't make evidence out of it.
Well, that's something, I suppose. So the Lone Ranger's return, huh? Pedro!
Si, Senor Caballero.
Come here.
You want me?
Pedro, have you ever heard of a fella known as the Lone Ranger?
But of a certainty, senor.
You'd know him when you saw him?
Si, senor.
Good.
And what if he does?
Have you ever seen an Indian read sign?
Sure I have.
Well, where an Indian leaves off, Pedro begins. Didn't you say the Lone Ranger was in your office, Sheriff?
He was, sure enough.
Pedro, if the sheriff points out where the trail begins, can you follow to where it ends?
That will be most easy.
My friend, you're to discover the Lone Ranger's camp. Hide nearby and learn what he plans.
Si, senor.
And when that is done, I shall pay back a debt I've owed since a certain day in River City.
On the evening before, when the Lone Ranger had left the sheriff's office, he had returned to his camp. But he had paused there only long enough to assure Tonto of his safety. Then he had raced on. His journey took him to a town some distance away, and when he once more rejoined Tonto, it was on the evening of the following day. He drew Silver to a sliding halt and then leaped from the saddle.
Oh, Silver! Oh, boy! Oh! Tonto, I've been to see...
What's the matter, Kemosabe?
Nothing matter.
The Indian sign language.
Kemosabe.
Yes.
You make fast trip.
And it's time we get after the Black Caballero, Tonto. It's going to be several days before we can take action, however. I had some bad luck this trip, Tonto.
What that?
Silver began limping on the way back. I'm afraid he needs a rest.
Oh, that heap bad. What you do?
I stopped on the way and spoke to Alba Carlson. He's the rancher who's running for sheriff. He agreed to loan me another horse and stable Silver until he's well again.
Why, you need other horse.
I still have one more trip to make after information we need. I've heard that there's a man near High Junction who knows the Black Caballero's real identity.
Oh.
If we can learn that, it may give us a lead to his capture. Get some food ready, Kemosabe. When we've eaten, I'll take Silver to Carlson's place, borrow his horse, and get started again tonight.
Tonto ride too?
You might as well, Tonto. There's nothing either one of us can do here until the trip is made. Yes, Tonto, we'll ride together.
Pedro, who had trailed the Lone Ranger to his camp, had overheard the masked man as he outlined his course of action. When he saw the Lone Ranger and Tonto ride away, he returned to the camp with the Black Caballero. There, he repeated what he had heard.
So, the Lone Ranger ride to High Junction, huh?
Si, senor. That is what he say.
A journey of 4 days, then and back. Huh? And you're sure he said Silver would be left with Carlson?
But yes, amigo.
Pedro, he's played into our hands.
You have a plan, yes?
I was just wondering what would happen if our good friend the sheriff were to tell the voters in the town that the Lone Ranger had been masquerading as me, the Black Caballero.
I do not say, senor.
And what do you think would happen if at the same time the sheriff would offer to prove that Carlson had helped the Lone Ranger turn outlaw?
Mr. Carlson, he would be in much trouble.
I believe he would.
But, amigo, how you do that?
It's possible to get a black dye, Pedro. A dye that would make a white horse like Silver into one like my El Diablo.
Si, senor. You will wish me to color this Lone Ranger's horse.
No, my friend. It's something I will do. The last time I met the Lone Ranger, I nearly paid because a mistake was made. This time, I do things myself. And know they're done right.
The following night, the cafe in White Springs was crowded with men from town and from the ranches. It had been rumored that the Lone Ranger had returned to again challenge the Black Caballero's cunning. And the men talked excitedly of what might happen during the next few days. Suddenly, the sheriff entered the cafe and demanded the attention of everyone present.
Quiet, man! Quiet! I got something to tell you.
What have you got to say?
Man, I had a hunch about this outlaw situation in the county all the time. But I never said anything about it, because I didn't have no proof.
Proof of what?
Men, the Black Caballero ain't been him at all. It's been the Lone Ranger.
What? You don't even make sense.
But I will. I never figured that the Black Caballero would have the nerve to stick around here after he bust jail. But with so many of you claiming to see him, I didn't think it was any use telling what I figured.
You still don't make sense.
Then tell me that this don't. The Lone Ranger turned outlaw. When the Black Caballero cleared out, he seen his chance. He dyed that white horse of his black, put on a black mask and cape, and got away with his crookedness without nobody suspecting him.
I don't believe it. Sheriff, you're getting plumb soft in the head.
Ain't you talking kind of reckless, Sheriff? You couldn't make me believe that the masked fellow would turn crooked in a million years.
Well, I'll show you. I'll give you the proof.
It better be here.
And at the same time, I'll give you proof again the dirty crook that's in with him.
Well, who do you mean, Sheriff?
Evening, fellas. What's going on here?
There, that's the fella I mean. Alva Carlson. The crook that's trying to get my job.
What the?
Up with your hands, Alva. You and me are taking a ride out to your place. And these other fellas are going along to witness what I got to shoot.
All right.
The men in the cafe found it impossible to refuse the sheriff's demand that they accompany him to Carlson's ranch. They rode there in a body, the sheriff leading the way, his gun trained on his prisoner. Entering the grounds, Ramsey rode past the corrals, drawing rein at the stables.
Hold there.
You better back up what you've been saying, Sheriff.
It's going to be doggone tough on you if you don't.
Now, where's this proof you was telling about? Show it to us.
Come on, follow me inside the stables. Matt, there's a lantern beside the door here. Light it, will you?
I reckon.
All right. Inside all of you.
Hey, who's black horse is that there in the stall?
Think it's black, do you? I'll show you something. Now, where's that stuff I brung along with me? Here it is. Wait till I wet this rag with it.
That's a mighty powerful-looking horse.
Of course it is. You never heard that silver wasn't powerful, did you?
Silver? You're loco. This horse is black. It looks more like that El Diablo horse the Black Caballero rides.
Yeah. And now just watch. I'm going to rub this rag against the horse. Now watch and see what happens. There. You can see it already.
The black's coming off. It's white underneath.
Ramsey, this is some kind of a trick.
Yeah? Well, that's what I've been telling you. A trick you and the Lone Ranger played together.
Pa, what's the commotion out here? What are all these men doing in our stable?
It's just some foolishness, daughter. Don't you worry, none.
But, Pa...
It's all right, honey.
Oh, Steve, I didn't see you there.
Just let the sheriff do what he aims to, Grace. He ain't proved nothing to me yet.
Of course, you're most likely in with him. That's just about it. When I fired you from your deputy's job, I'll bet you joined up with these crooks in their slick scheme. Now, what in tarnation did I stumble into under the straw here? Well, doggone, if this don't clinch it. Look at here, man. A black mask and a black cape.
What? Well, I'm getting so I don't know what to think.
Matt, the sheriff's got to prove that's a Lone Ranger's horse before I can do anything.
You ain't denying it is, are you?
I'm denying it.
It's the masked man, the Lone Ranger.
Where'd he come from?
Who'd have thought he'd have the nerve to show up?
So there you are. You can heist your hands, too.
No, you don't. Drop that gun.
Grab him, man. He can't shoot all of you. Go on. I demand you get him in the name of the law.
One moment. I don't intend to shoot anyone. First, I'm going to show you that this horse inside the stable is not mine. Here, Silver.
Hey, there comes another white horse.
Coming from outside.
That's Silver, all right. When you see this one beside him, they don't even begin to compare.
Look, what's the horse got on his back?
Steady, huh? Silver.
Are you going to untie me, Lone Ranger?
It's a black caballero.
Tied to the saddle.
Not to untie him. Let him down.
Me fix him.
Come in here, Marshal.
Marshal?
Ma'am, this is the U.S. Marshal for this district, Dan Hughes.
Stranger, I don't savvy this yet. Where'd you get the black caballero? How'd you happen to show up at a U.S. Marshal like this?
I went after the Marshal the same night I talked to you and the sheriff in his office. Then I rode back alone to Tonto. The black caballero had sent a breed to spy on us, and Tonto had spotted him. He warned me in Indian Sign Language that we were being watched, and I played up to it. I let the breed think Silver would be left here in the stable while I went on a trip. In reality, the white horse they thought was Silver was one Carlson owned. When the black caballero showed up here tonight, the marshal and I let him finish dying the horse, then arrested him.
So that's how you got proof against me. He squealed.
He didn't. You showed up here with these men just a half hour after the horse had been dyed black. And yet it takes almost an hour to ride here from town. In other words, when you were telling the men in town about this, the horse was still white. So you had to be in on the plot to know about it.
Lone Ranger, this is the second time you defeated me. But I'll make you a promise.
Yes?
If my luck comes back to me, if we meet still another time in the future, I'll have this out man to man. And something tells me we shall meet.
That's something only the future can tell us. Come on, Silver.
This man won't get free again.
Well, fellas, after all that's happened tonight, I reckon there ain't much doubt who's going to be elected sheriff, is there?
The next sheriff's going to be Mr. Carlson.
If I am, Steve, you're going to be the first deputy I appoint.
Thanks, Mr. Carlson.
Oh, it ain't that I'll be needing you so bad, Steve, but Grace there looks like she's getting primed to start ordering you around. So I figure I ought to have the right to do the same.
Black Caballero was confined to the jail in White Springs awaiting trial, but he had already made plans for his escape. Sharing his cell was the former Sheriff Ramsey, and as our story begins, the outlaw is standing at the barred window of the cell. He turns to his companion and says...
Can you see the sheriff?
Wait a second. Yeah, I just saw him move. Must be at his desk.
Where's Steve, the deputy?
He's there, too, most likely. I don't see him, but I heard Carlson say something to him a while back.
Hey, when's that bunch of yours going to go into action?
As soon as he's dark enough.
Is that already?
We'll be making that play any minute now.
Hawkins Shard?
Ian Blaze. They come here with Dirk when the fight at the cafe gets rid of Steve and the sheriff. I don't know who they chose to stage the fight. The men who aren't known in town, though.
Uh-huh. Look, boss.
Well?
When we get out, when we're clear of town and back with the boys in camp, you're going to forget about the Lone Ranger, ain't you?
Forget?
I mean, you ain't planning to hunt him out again, are you? Now, it ain't that I'm hankering to butt in on your business, but what I say is, why go out of your way looking for trouble? That mask fuller's been prizing to you twice already. Stay clear of him. Shucks, boss. Look at all the cash that's to be had. With you to give the orders, we can just about have things our own way in this territory. But if you're going to get that fella after us again, it's likely to spoil everything.
Are you telling me what to do?
Oh, now, don't go taking it like that.
The Lone Ranger's beaten me twice.
But what of it? That's nothing to be ashamed of. You ain't the only one he's got the best of.
The first time he won, it was my fault. I underestimated him.
Sure, but...
Quiet. The second time, he outwitted one of my men. I was led to act on false information.
The fella's savvy, that. They ain't blaming you.
But the third time I'm...
The third time? Doggone, you are fixing to look him up.
I am.
But it just don't make sense, boss. If you like keeping yourself in hot water, that's up to you. But how about the rest of us? Why risk our necks?
This time you and the others won't enter into it. I'll face the Lone Ranger alone.
Sounds as if you already got something in mind.
Perhaps.
You're the stubbornest, hombre. What are you planning to do?
First, I must find the Lone Ranger.
Oh, I thought you had a message that Pedro located him again. Ain't he supposed to be still in the county?
We see.
And when you find him...
I have an offer to make him.
What do you mean, an offer? You're gonna... That's it.
That should send the sheriff
Steve,
jumping.
Roger Myers, Mr. Ruckus, down to the cafe.
I'm with you, Sheriff.
They cleared out.
Oh, where's Hawk? Where's Blaze and Dirk?
Shucks, they got to give the sheriff and Steve a chance to get away, don't they?
They'll have to act fast. Who's that? Who came in the office?
It's them, boss. This way, fellas. Hurry it up.
We got here, boss.
Get to work on those bars.
Thank you. We'll have to smash them. Get back.
Right.
You won't be able to break them out.
We'll just bend them. Want a hand, Blaze?
I'll get them. Get a move on. We want out of here. The sheriff will be back before you know it. There, Hawk.
The crowbar.
Here you are.
Now then, together. Spread the bar just a little more.
We're getting it.
I think that's enough. Well, see if you can get through.
You first, Ramsey. If you can make it, I can.
It's a tight squeeze.
Come on.
Hurry, boss.
Lead the way.
Out the front. The horses are waiting. The Diablo?
He's there too, boss. 70 years.
No sight of the sheriff yet.
We told the boys to make the fight a good one.
Into your saddles.
Hey, Diablo. Yeah. They've seen us.
Come on.
Get up. Get up. On, Diablo. On. We ride to find the Lone Ranger. On, Diablo.
White Springs was thrown into an uproar by the daring escape of the Black Caballero, but the posse, assembled by Sheriff Carlson, failed to recapture the outlaw. The following day, Tonto, the loyal Indian companion of the Lone Ranger, was approached in town by a roughly dressed man who hastily handed him an envelope addressed to the Lone Ranger, then as hastily departed. Tonto lost no time delivering the message to his masked friend at their well-hidden camp, and when the Lone Ranger read it, he couldn't hide his surprise.
Tonto, do you know who sent this?
I'll not tell, Tonto.
The Black Caballero.
Oh? What him say?
He wants to come to our camp, Kemosabe.
Why him want do that?
He gives no reason. He's written only that if we signal him, he'll ride here alone and unarmed. The signal will be taken as a promise that we'll make no effort to capture him while here.
What signal?
He seems to know the direction of our camp, Tonto. He'll be watching for a smoke signal.
That heap strange.
I wonder what his purpose is. He's got something in mind.
Maybe a trap. Maybe other outlaw see smoke. Raid camp.
He says not. He gives his word his men will not be told of this, and there will be no attack.
Him crook?
Yes, Kemosabe. But he's not like any other outlaw we've ever met. I think I could take his word, even though he's an outlaw, above that of most men we know. I've learned to respect the man, Tonto. We're on opposite sides, and yet, strangely enough, I trust him.
Maybe one day him turn on us.
I'm afraid he never will. There are two kinds of outlaws, Tonto. One steals because he thinks it's the easiest way to get what he wants. When he's taught that he's really chosen the hardest way, he can be reformed. But the other breaks the law simply because something in him forces him to go against authority. He's not interested in the gain, it's the risk. It's in his nature, he can't help it. And I believe the Black Caballero is that kind.
Maybe you're right. What you do, huh?
I don't like the idea of letting him go free. After all, he's wanted by the law.
Huh?
On the other hand, we don't know where he is. If he shows us, it'll be voluntary. And he hasn't asked us to promise that we'll never search for him again.
That's right.
And we can't show him the signal, permit him to come here, and then break our promise by seizing him. He knows our word can be trusted.
Ah.
Help me gather some wood, Tonto. We're going to signal him at once.
In a few minutes, a thick, billowing pillar of smoke rose into the air above the masked man's camp. From time to time, the fire was replenished until in the distance there was heard the call of the Black Caballero.
On, Diablo! On!
Tonto, let the fire go. He's coming.
Oh, Tonto, see him.
That's a fine horse he's got.
It go heap fast. Plenty strong, too.
Hello there!
Hello!
Oh, oh, Diablo! Oh, 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 oh!
Dismount.
I'm trusting you not to attempt to take me prisoner.
You'll be safe while in our camp. And until you've had a good start when you leave. After that, I promise nothing.
An hour start?
Agreed.
I suppose you wonder why I asked for this meeting.
You've got a purpose, of course.
I have. I'm here to tell you frankly, I believe you've been lucky.
Lucky?
I mean in two former meetings. You sent me to jail twice. As you see, I'm out again.
You'll return.
I wonder.
At least I promise you this. Tonto and I shall not leave this territory until we see you behind bars again, and not the bars of a county jail. I've got too much respect for your ability. You'll go to the state prison.
If I believe that, I should not be here.
We're wasting time.
No business, huh? Quite a lone ranger. While I'm in the mood for frankness, I'd like to say that in spite of your luck, I'm still confident I'm the better man.
Well?
And I'm just confident enough to put it to the test.
Go on.
If you're agreeable, of course.
I'll listen, at least.
It will be man against man. The Lone Ranger against the Black Caballero. And Silver against El Diablo. I'm rather proud of El Diablo, you know. I think he could show his heels to Silver.
And the test?
As an afternoon stage to Whitfield.
I know.
Of course, since you got my good friend Ramsey out of office, I have any sources of information in hand I had before. The stage occasionally carries gold shipments. I'm afraid I'll have to take my chances on that. If there's gold aboard to pay me for my trouble, so much the better. Otherwise, I'll take whatever offers.
You're telling me you plan to rob the Whitfield stage?
That's a test.
You'll have to be more clear.
You're acquainted with the stage route?
I am.
And of course, you know the flats beyond the bridge crossing Buffalo Creek.
I do.
Very well. One afternoon, I shall hold up the stage as it crosses the flats. If you can prevent me or capture me afterwards, I shall confess you've beaten me fairly. If you don't... And you won't, of course. I shall have had proof of what I suspected for a long time. That it really was luck which aided you before.
I have only to see that the stage is warned.
It wouldn't matter, would it? What can they do? If they send extra guards, I shall simply wait until they get tired of it. Extra guards can't be sent forever.
And what if I'm laying in wait for you?
Well, there's no cover once you cross the bridge. If you have crossed the bridge... Well, I can always wait one more day.
You're a strange fellow.
Because I tell you I should hold up the stage? Didn't I tell you once I would rob the River City Bank? I even told you the day.
And didn't succeed.
I was unfortunate.
You know that if I do capture you, you'll go to jail.
The game's worth the cost. You never see me beg off when we met before, have you?
You haven't.
But as I said, I'd not be here if I expected to be caught. A good gallop, yeah. But caught? Oh, no.
You're clever. You've offered a test I can't refuse.
I thought of that.
You know, if I refused, I'd still have to try to keep the stage from being robbed. And you could still put off the robbery if you saw me near the stage.
Right.
And I'll accept on one condition.
Yes?
I'll strike a bargain with you. Give me your word. There'll be no gunplay, and I'll promise not to forewarn the stage.
I'm not sure I understand.
If I warned the stage, at least a special guard would be sent. Someone who would show fight and probably get shot for his trouble. If the stage isn't warned, I think the appearance of the Black Caballero would be enough to make the regular guard surrender, and no one will be hurt.
It's a bargain. This time I say nothing about the day I shall choose to strike. If you aren't prepared, so much the worse for you and the stage.
I still don't see your purpose in this.
Oh, my friend, you've defeated me twice. I have a certain amount of pride. I shall never be completely happy again until I've taught you that where the odds are even, I am your master. Steady, Diablo.
Yep.
Very well.
I may strike tomorrow or a month from tomorrow, but you can depend on it, I shall strike. Adios.
And we'll meet again in the flats beyond Buffalo Creek.
On, Diablo. On!
Him take.
big, big chance.
He doesn't think so, Tonto. He's got perfect faith in that horse of his to outrun Silver.
Silver beat Diablo.
I'll back Silver anytime. I've got an idea, however, that El Diablo will give him one of the hardest races he's ever had.
Maybe.
There's been a lot of talk in the district about the two horses, Tonto. This should prove once and for all which is the better. I'm glad Silver will have the opportunity to prove himself.
And him do it.
And the Black Cavalier's visit proves the truth of what I said before. It's danger he enjoys. The thought he can handle anyone he meets. He'll never be satisfied until he's made it clear that our success against him before wasn't deserved.
There's thing Tonto not like.
What's that, Kemosabe?
Other outlaw. Maybe them try get you.
You mean you suspect this is just a trick of the Black Cavalier? We've already had proof we can depend on his word.
Him keep word. Other outlaw hate you.
His gang won't come into this. He'll see to that.
Tonto not sure.
You're worried about it. There's no reason.
You let Tonto ride?
Ride? Where?
Follow trail, fella leave here. Find outlaw camp. Hear what them plan.
To see if they're up to some trick in spite of their leader?
Not right.
Tonto, if you can follow the Black Caballero's trail, it's a good idea. I'm not worried about a trap. But this is the first chance we've had to locate their hideout. Before we finish, we want the entire gang rounded up. You find the hideout, meet me here. I'll be in camp each day, except at the time the stage crosses the flats.
No. Tonto, go now?
Not yet, Tonto. We promised him an hour's start. Then you can take up the trail.
The curtain falls on the first act of our thrilling Lone Ranger drama. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Continue our story. Blaze, Hawk, and Ramsey, outlaws who followed the Black Caballero, were dissatisfied with their leader's plan. Although they said little to him, they gathered at the edge of their camp when the evening meal was finished and discussed the situation with...
The crazy loco, did you?
Doggone conceit of his. I tell you, fellas, it's going to get us all in trouble. That Lone Ranger ain't to be monkeyed with. I'd just as soon stir up a cage full of wildcats as to dare him to take after me.
The boss said we was to stay out of this.
What's he going to do to us if we don't?
Well,
after it's done, he'll have to take it and like it. Besides, all that's really bothering him is his being caught in jail that last time. He figures it was Pedro's fault. He's got the notion if we're along to help him again, maybe something will go wrong another time on account of us. Nope, we don't need to let the bosses getting mad stop us. He won't, not unless we mess up.
Well, what's the scheme?
The masked fella can't watch a trail through the flats from anywhere but the woods this side of the creek.
Why not?
It's the only cover there is.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, then. When he sees the stage stop for the boss, that means you'll have to cross the bridge to go after him.
Then what?
Then we'll be hiding below the bank of the creek where he won't see us. We'll have blasting powder under the bridge, all ready and waiting. When the masked fella hits the bridge, we light the fuse. And there'll be one less fella to get in our way.
Doggone, that sounds all right. Only how are we going to get to the bridge, fix the blasting powder and everything without being seen?
Get there early, that's all. The masked fella ain't going to be around except when the stages do. Well, are you fellas with me or not?
There's nothing I'd like better to see that hombre get blowing sky high. You can count me in.
Good. How about you, Blaze?
Sure, I'll join you. But there's something I've been wondering about.
Yeah?
What goes for the masked fella goes for the boss, too, don't it? I mean, if the masked fella has to stay on this side of the creek to keep undercover, why don't the boss?
I'll bet there's something that's puzzling the masked fella, too.
Well, where's the boss going to hide till the stage comes along?
Right inside the stage.
Huh?
Well, there ain't no place anybody could hide on that stage without the driver knowing it.
It's one of the slickest schemes the boss ever thought up. He ain't never been seen over to Leeville where the stage starts out. Not without that black mask and cape of his, anyhow. He's going to get in the stage like a regular passenger. Then when they get to the flats, put on his mask and show the driver his gun.
Golly, that's a good one. What's he going to do with El Diablo?
We'll keep him with us. When we see the stage stopping, we'll send him along the trail.
And the Lone Ranger won't know the stage is held up till it's all over and the boss is hightailing away. That beats the best I ever heard.
Then with a blasting powder set...
Oh, hey, whoa!
Come on. Was that engine part of the mass fellas? Well, I plugged him. Give me a hand. If he ain't done for, we'll tie him up.
Tonto's absence overnight and the following morning did not alarm the Lone Ranger. He assumed that the faithful Indian was still following the Black Caballero's trail and accordingly went ahead with his own plans to be on hand if the outlaw struck at the stage. But even as he saddled Silver and made ready to ride toward Buffalo Creek, Hawk and his companions were approaching the same destination. Tonto, his hands bound behind him and the wound he had received bandaged, was with them then.
Hawk, you sure today the boss is holding up the stage?
Heard him say so, didn't I? And why else would he have got such an early start this morning? So he could make it to Leeville in time.
There's the bridge just ahead.
Cut over this way. Send the horses down the bank here.
Come on, boy.
Come on, boy.
Easy.
Come on, boy.
Come on.
Easy, boy.
Easy, boy.
How's this?
Good enough.
Oh, there.
Better give the engine a hand down.
Let him get out of the saddle himself. Takes a tumult, ain't hurting us none.
He get down, all right. We can't leave the horses here, they'll be seen.
Bring El Diablo with us. Get the powder and fuse out, then move them down below there. See them cottonwoods? The bank rises just there. Nobody will see the rest of the horses unless they're in line with a river.
Yeah.
Get the powder, Blaze?
I got it. Here's the fuse.
Injun, come along and watch us get things fixed. If you behave yourself, maybe we'll even let you light the fuse when it's time to set it off.
The Lone Ranger, unaware that the outlaws were crouched behind the cover afforded by the bank of Buffalo Creek, took his position in the woods nearby from which he could command a clear view of the trail. In the meantime, the Whitfield stage bounced over the trail and started across the flats without either the driver or guard realizing that their seemingly innocent passenger was the notorious Black Caballero.
Get up! Get along there!
Well, Lige, we crossed the flats and the creek up ahead, then it ain't but 10 miles to...
Up with your hands, guard!
Who?
Driver, any of the horses?
Black mask, that cape, the Black Caballero.
There ain't up or stop, lad.
I'm stopping. Whoa, back.
Good. You see that white horse breaking from the woods across the creek?
Yeah, I can make it out.
And the black horse coming up the trail?
El Diablo.
Yes. Now throw down what cash the stage is carrying before that white horse reaches the bridge, or you'll never live to tell that you met the Black Caballero.
The outlaws sent El Diablo down the trail toward his master. Then they saw the Lone Ranger burst from the woods and send Silver racing toward the bridge. As he came closer, they heard him shout to Silver.
It's him. Look at that horse trap.
Where's your matches, Blaze? Get one lit. Hold it ready when I give the word. Light that fuse.
Right.
You not light fuse.
Keep your mouth shut, Redskin. You watching me, Blaze? I'll give the signal. Don't you start that fuse burning till I say so.
Here he comes.
Come on, Silver. Come on.
Oh, wait.
Ain't it time?
1 second. Now. There she is.
Keep your heads down.
Hurry, old boy.
Get back.
No.
Bridge blow up. Get back.
Oh, Silver. Back, old boy. Back.
Blast you, engine.
I'll
watch out. Duck.
The masked man got away.
And look, he's seen our horses. He's heading for the horses. Heading for the horses.
Come on, come on. Let's get after him. Come on. Don't let him scatter those horses. Come on, boys. Don't let him scatter those horses. Come on.
Come on, old fellow. To those cottonwoods, old boy. Here we are, Silver. Over there. We'll scatter these horses, Silver, and leave those fellows afoot.
Making every move count, the masked man swiftly loosened the reins of the outlaw's horses and sent them galloping away.
Away with you! Get on there! Get going!
Not a second was wasted. The Lone Ranger leaped from the saddle again, whirled Silver about, sent him charging toward the outlaws, who, too startled at first to act, now clawed at their holsters.
Throw down your guns! Throw them down or take the consequences!
Blast him out of the saddle, fella!
I warned you!
Keep firing!
Oh!
The engine tripped me!
Oh, Silver! Oh, boy! Up with your hands!
You smash my hands!
You're not hurt!
Don't shoot!
You're wounded, Tonto. And yet you tripped this fellow up.
Help me fix him.
I'll cut these ropes. Can you hold these men till I get back? Does your wound bother you too much?
Tonto, hold them.
You get other outlaws.
Right. If they make a move, shoot to kill. Come on, Silver! We're boarding the creek, boy! Come on!
The masked man had not paused from the time he had first heard Tonto's desperately shouted warning. Now he sent Silver headlong through Buffalo Creek. Then away over the level flats, past the stage he raced, pointing Silver's head toward the distant rider, whose black cape streamed back from his shoulders as his great black stallion fled over the prairie.
Hurry, Silver! Hurry! You can outrun Diablo! Now's your chance to prove it, old boy! Come on, Silver!
And yet, mile after mile sped by, while the margin between Silver and El Diablo seemed never to change. The black horse in the lead answered his master's call with every ounce of strength he could summon.
El Diablo!
Behind him, Silver thundered with all his matchless power. The muscles beneath his shining coat rippled and flowed, scarcely revealing the relentless effort that went into every stride. He knew the object of their chase, as well as his master, and before admitting defeat, was prepared to run his heart out.
I think we're gaining, old fellow! Come on, Silver!
No horse in the world could have withstood that tireless pursuit. El Diablo, holding his own at first, began gradually to let the space between him and Silver shorten. The tattoo of Silver's hoofs grew always louder. The Lone Ranger's shout came more plain to the ears of the Black Caballero. There was at last no further motive for spurring the tiring black stallion forward. The Black Caballero drew up and...
Hello, Diablo! Oh!
That way, oh! Oh, Silver! Oh, more! Silver!
The game is up, Lone Ranger. I'm your prisoner.
Your horse, has it the strength to carry you back to the creek?
He's tired, Lone Ranger. He's tired as I am.
And up on Silver with you. We'll lead El Diablo. Matano's waiting. We've got to get back. Come on, Silver.
It was a dejected group of men who watched the return of the Lone Ranger and the Black Caballero to Buffalo Creek. Once more, the masked man sent Silver through the stream, El Diablo following. Then slowed the great white horse to a halt on the other side.
Oh, Silver. Oh, boy. Oh. Out of the saddle.
Lone Ranger.
Yes?
These men, I heard the blast. I saw the bridge blown up. I want you to believe it was none of my doing.
Him tell truth. Other feller try kill you. Him not know.
I understand. And they'll pay for this along with the other crimes they've committed.
What are you going to do with us?
I've told you, leader, what would happen this time. The county jail won't hold you, but the state prison will.
You rousy quiet. But he...
I said keep still. Lone Ranger, I said that twice you were fortunate to defeat me. Well, perhaps you were. Now, I'm not so sure, but it doesn't matter. You won again. And this time, there's no question. I lost. And on my own terms.
And for the first time, I'm almost sorry that I've won.
Sorry? I said the game was worth the prize. It is. Lone Ranger, you've brought me the bill, and now I'll pay.
Come on, Silver! The trouble be on the hills! We've got to hurry! Hi-yo, Silver! Away!
Thank you.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Check us out on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate us on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This podcast is a proud member of the OT Netcast Network. For more information and a list of all of our shows, go to OTNetcast.com. Again, that's OTNetcast.com. This episode is copyright 2011 under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Thanks for listening and have a great day.